Supporters of the New York State Senate coalition between Republicans and the Independent Democrat caucus say one of the things it does is keep upstate New York concerns on the table. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, some area politicians say that wasn't the case when Democrats had control of the Senate in 2009 and 2010.
Republican Senator John DeFrancisco of Syracuse says when Democrats ran the Senate, New York City was the big winner.
There were bailouts for the MTA, the Metropolitan Transportation Association, and no money for upstate roads and bridges. And that was always a trade-off every year before that. There was always promises, but nothing happened. It was so New York City-centric that it's wrong.
One of the members of the breakaway group is Syracuse area Democrat Dave Valesky, who says geographical balance was one reason the IDC decided to forge a power-sharing agreement with Republicans.
This bipartisan coalition ensures that whether you live in central New York or western New York or Long Island or the North Country or New York City, there is representation from a broad geographic basis. And I'm not convinced we would have had that had it been, Democrat only.
New York City area Democrats have blasted the new coalition government, saying, among other things, it isn't representative of the ethnic diversity of New York State. The new coalition ultimately lets the GOP senators share power with the IDC lawmakers, even though Republicans are expected to be in the minority numbers-wise in the Senate come January. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.